Okay, guys, I'm trying to do a little bit of multitasking here. We're actually broadcasting live on my Speed Cleaning for the Pros private group for cleaning companies. So if you ever want to catch it live, I usually try to live stream it there as well. It's only a group for cleaning services, so we don't have to worry that it's, you know, the general public. But I've got probably over 2,000 members in that private group. So if you own a cleaning company and you want to join my private group, it really has nothing to do with cleaning for a reason, but you can head over to Speed Cleaning for the Pros and then just request to join. So I do see a few people live on Facebook, so I'll be clicking back and forth to say hello. I see Bonnie, great to see you. Ileana, Starlene, great to see you. And it's just always exciting to see our Cleaning for Reason partners and just industry partners, people in the industry, join us for a Cleaning for a Reason teleseminar. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm just broadcasting this and sharing it in my own group. So if you guys can hear me okay, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Everybody is muted out. I'll try to click back and forth to Facebook so I can acknowledge people that join us on Facebook. And I'll say hello to those who have joined on the Zoom link. So you can join these teleseminars a couple of ways. You can join on the Zoom link, which gives you access on the webinar. And I believe, and I'm still getting used to this webinar service, but I believe you can hover over your name if you join on Zoom, which you can download the app, Zoom, to your smartphone and access it on your phone, but you can raise your hand when you have questions because everybody's muted out because there's so much noise. But if you're on the Zoom panel, you can raise your hand and ask questions. But I'll also broadcast it live on Speed Cleaning for the Pros private cleaning business group. So either way, you should be able to participate. And if at any point you have a question, you can either raise your hand and or you can type it into the chat window if you're on Zoom. And I'll also flip back and forth to Facebook and try to catch any questions that are coming in there. So, oh, somebody said, oh, you're beautiful. Thank you. A little bright on the lipstick. I just wasn't thinking about the fact that I was doing a webinar today. I don't wear red that often, so I was feeling really bold this morning. And I put on some red lipstick. And it's the permanent lipstick that lasts like 24 hours. So it's not like I can wipe it off so without going through a process. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me for the Cleaning for a Reason monthly teleseminar. And what we do is once a month, we jump on live with our cleaning partners, and now we've opened it up to any cleaning company, whether you're a Cleaning for a Reason partner or not. You're welcome to join these webinars because there's a lot of information. Even though the information I share is very specific to helping you succeed in the Cleaning for a Reason program, the concepts that I teach are actually business principles and business concepts. And so the concepts are universal. And even if you're not a part of Cleaning for a Reason, you can apply many of the things you will learn in these teleseminars to your business, even if you're not a part of Cleaning for a Reason. Now, the goal is that you will realize how easy Cleaning for a Reason makes it for you to succeed in business by simply applying some truly common sense strategies that you'll learn in these teleseminars to your business and leveraging the power of Cleaning for a Reason, the power of pink, the power of giving back in community service, and how that will affect your business, the power of cause marketing. Today, we're going to talk about happy employees, which is what every cleaning company in the world is looking for. Happy long-term employees. It's one of the most difficult challenges every maid service has. So we're going to jump right in. First of all, now that we've gotten some people who have joined us, I want to thank the Cleaning for a Reason staff for putting these teleseminars together. And in particular, Lucy Lee, who is the Cleaning for a Reason office manager. She works tirelessly to create the best experience possible for the cancer patients who need your help and for the cleaning partners who have joined this program who are doing their best to serve their community through this wonderful program. So thank you to Lucy and staff for putting this together. I don't know if Debbie McAdams is on with us today, but she is our partner recruiter. So we have two Debbies and we're both blonde. but Debbie McAdams works at Cleaning for Reason headquarters, and she recruits cleaning companies. Her job is to connect with you and see if we're a good fit for each other. We do have a screening process for our cleaning companies to join, but if you're a good fit for Cleaning for Reason and you have a heart for giving back, please connect with Debbie McAdams at Cleaning for a Reason. And I'll tell you a little bit more at the end how you can do that. But one quick way that you can connect and at least get contacted by Debbie is to go to cleaningforreason.org and pick the drop-down menu that says Maid Services and then inquire. So you'll inquire about partnering with Cleaning for a Reason. And if you'll fill that out, she will contact you and discuss the terms and how we function as a nonprofit and if we're a good fit for each other. All right, so who am I? Some of you are wondering, well, who is this lady with the bright red lips blathering on and on? I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason, Debbie Sardone. I started the organization in 2006, and I'm just like you. I'm a business owner. I own my own maid service here in a suburb of Dallas, Texas. And I'm also a full-time business consultant. So I've been an absentee owner at my cleaning company for many, many years, probably close to 10 years now. I don't go in anymore. I have staff that run all of the operations, and I spend my days consulting cleaning business owners full-time. That's what I do out of my home. That's where I'm at today. So I understand where you are as a business. I get it. I own a cleaning service and I do business consulting with cleaning services. I've heard every problem in the book. If I haven't heard the problem, then it's probably imaginary because I've heard it all. I've experienced it all. I've made some of the biggest mistakes in business and I've had some amazing successes that I never dreamed possible. So I totally get where you're coming from as a cleaning business owner. But I also like to speak to you as a business consultant. I'm not really sharing these concepts with you as the founder of Cleaning for a Reason who has an interest in you joining. That's not the whole point. As a business consultant, I have an interest in helping each one of you improve your business. And that's what I do for a living now. And it is important to me that you understand I'm wearing my consultant's hat. The things that I will teach you aren't self-serving for Cleaning for a Reason. These are concepts that will literally help you improve your business. And one of the topics, which is definitely one of the hottest topics in our industry, is employee engagement and creating long-term happy employees. Most cleaning services struggle with this. They really have a difficult time hanging on to a good worker or attracting a good worker, or they attract a really amazing worker and then they lay awake worried at night in bed when they go to bed going, oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't quit. I hope he doesn't quit, because we're so used to losing the good ones and somehow ending up keeping the bad ones out of desperation. So I totally get, as a business owner, as a business consultant, that I would say the number one challenge of a growing cleaning service is this whole issue of engaging long-term happy employees. And of course, there are many factors that go into having the kind of business that people actually want to work for. And I can't fix that for you on this call, but I can tell you that studies have shown that some of the things I will share with you today are critical, especially in this day and age, in finding and attracting the best workforce and keeping them long-term. So I hope you'll listen carefully and write down your questions if you have them, and I'll open it up for Q&A at the end. So let me see what, I have some notes here that I wanna make sure I don't miss. So before I jump into how to inspire and engage long-term happy employees, I want to thank a few people, our sponsors, that have helped make these teleseminars possible. So first of all, especially since we're talking about employees, I want to thank C4 Operations. And C4 Operations is a criminal background search firm. They do all kinds of searches, all kinds of background searches. But in particular, for the cleaning industry, they do employee background searches, criminal background search. And their prices are incredibly reasonable, and they offer a special discount, but you have to mention you're a Cleaning for Reason partner. So when you sign up with C4 Operations, be sure to let them know you're a Cleaning for Reason partner, if you are, and get your discount. And you can go to C, you know, like cat, C, the number 4. So it's almost like our little handle that we use, C4R for C, but it's C4operations.com. C4operations.com. And they are a background search company. Their prices are incredibly competitive, and you get a discount as a Cleaning for Reason partner. I also want to thank yours truly, my husband, myself, own Speed Cleaning. Speedcleaning.com is where we sell cleaning supplies and the absolute best eco-friendly cleaning products on the planet, as well as maid service business training CDs and DVDs, things to help speed up your employees, Speed Cleaning book for training your employees, and so forth. I also want to thank Microfiber Wholesale. They have thick, plush microfiber towels. It is the best kind of towel to use for cleaning. They never wear out. They work fantastic, and they have really the best prices on the planet. Microfiberwholesale.com. And then we have Direct Mop Sales. Now, they've been sponsors of Cleaning for a Reason probably since the very beginning. Incredibly generous. They deserve your business. But more than that, they have earned your business by offering incredibly competitive pricing on their website, directmopsales.com. And don't let the name fool you. They don't just sell mops. They sell mops, microfiber mops. They sell microfiber towels and all kinds of great equipment at directmopsales.com. And then lastly, this is probably one of the best inventions in technology I have seen in the last 25 years for the cleaning industry, spongeoutlet.com. Spongeoutlet.com. They make those little white melamine sponges, and those are the most miracle working sponges I've ever used in business. So you should buy them in bulk for your cleaning staff. And forget the big, giant, expensive ones, you know, like Magic Eraser and so forth. Buy them from spongeoutlet.com. They're a little bit smaller, so you have less abuse and waste with your staff. And I'm telling you, that little white melamine sponge will get scuffs and marks off of a door or a baseboard like nothing I've ever seen, or from Rika countertops or whatever. So spongeoutlet.com. Okay, so after thanking our sponsors, let's jump right into how to inspire and engage long-term happy employees, which is really at the core of what we do. Because if you do not have long-term, which means well-trained, seasoned professionals, happy employees, then it's very hard to have long-term happy customers. Because employees that turn over and over and over, and then you have to settle for bad employees that really aren't working out, end up wrecking your reputation and wrecking the quality that you're trying to deliver with your customers. And it causes more online bad reviews than anything. So it's pure survival that we have long-term happy employees. It's very costly to constantly have to retrain and rehire people because you have a revolving door of staff. It's very expensive to retrain, rehire, not to mention the thousands of dollars in customer loss from customers that are dissatisfied with the employee turnover and the mistakes that the new people make. So let's talk for a practical moment about millennials, because whether you like it or not, we're all getting older. Our employees are getting older, and millennials are going to work. And we will be hiring them, and we are hiring them, and we have been hiring them. Studies show that 3/4 of millennials would take a pay cut to work for a socially responsible company. 3/4 of the millennials out there, like 76% of the millennials who took the poll, took the study, say they would take a pay cut to work for a company that is socially responsible. Now, that's really interesting. Not that we're going to cut people's pay, but that tells you how important it is to millennials that they work for a company that's making a difference one way or another. I mean, you look at the popularity of, you know, Tom's Shoes, and I should have looked up some of the other companies that are known for social responsibility. There's a company that I think for every pair of eyeglasses they sell, they give away a pair of eyeglasses to people in need. I mean, there's so many companies who have been built around social responsibility. 2016, Cone Communications did a survey on millennial employee engagement. It was called a Millennial Employee Engagement Study. Excuse me, they actually did a study, not a survey. And the study reveals that meaningful engagement around CSR, which is CSR is corporate social responsibility. So meaningful engagement around CSR in a business and the bottom line is absolutely imperative nowadays. It is impacting a company's ability to appeal to, retain, and inspire the millennial generation. It's not going away. You can't ignore it. It's kind of like a lot of cleaning companies about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, they were saying things like, well, I just don't use Facebook. I don't know Facebook. No, I don't have a Facebook business page. That was like 7 or 8 years ago. And now every one of them have Facebook pages, and many of them, that's where they get all their business from, is Facebook. So you can't fight it. Millennials expect to work for companies that are making a difference. More than any other generation, millennials see a company's commitment to responsible business practices as a key factor in their employment decisions. That is what they consider when they're thinking about working for this company or that company. You know, in our employment category, where we're hiring hourly workers, we're not really hiring $100,000 a year, you know, PhD degree, master degree people, where they can look at different social responsibilities. There's not a lot of options out there in the hourly world to go work for a company with social responsibility. I mean, what are their options? They're going to work for, you know, Kohl's department store, or Macy's department store, or work for McDonald's, or you know, work at Office Max or something. And oftentimes those established businesses don't have any type of social responsibility built in. They might do some good things here and there, but it's not a part of their culture. How could you compete with that by having it a part of your culture? 75% say they would take a pay cut to work for a responsible company. 83% would be more loyal to a company that helps them contribute to social and environmental issues. So, of course, cleaning for reason is a social issue. And, of course, if you're a green cleaning company, you got a double whammy there. You have a environmental consciousness, and then you have a charitable consciousness. And then 88% say their job is more fulfilling when they are provided opportunities to make a positive impact socially or environmentally. 88% say that. 76% consider a company's social and environmental commitments when deciding where to work. I already went over that statistic. And then 64% won't take a job from a company that doesn't have a strong social practice. 64%. What that means is if you do not have some kind of a meaningful, not just a half-hearted effort, but a meaningful social impact or social message and mission in your company, you are going to lose out on the opportunity to hire a workforce that cares deeply about making sure their work has meaning. And let's face it, it's hard to find meaning in cleaning a toilet. It's hard to find meaning in dusting a gorgeous $5,000 dining room table and running the vacuum cleaner and mopping a floor. It's very hard to find meaning. It's just a job for most people, and it's a hard job. So how on earth do you create meaning inside of a maid service? Well, cleaning for a reason is absolutely, hands down, one of the best ways to add meaning and purpose to a person's job that normally is just cleaning. And I'm not in any way undermining the art and skill of cleaning. I did it myself for 8 years. I cleaned houses for 8 years. I loved it. I didn't have employees. I was the cleaner and I loved it. And I did find that work meaningful, and I enjoyed making families happy, and I enjoyed walking into a dirty home and walking out to a gorgeous, sparkling home that looked pretty and smelled clean. And I did find meaning in that. But day in and day out, the daily grind, it is very hard to continue to find meaning. And especially when you don't own the company, you work for the owner. And so cleaning for a reason, in my opinion, is, it's just one of the easiest ways to create meaning like no other person in the hourly worker space will create. So this is a way to help make your business stand out. I'm going to give you some practical examples and some practical ways that you can leverage your participation with Cleaning for Reason to create that meaning in your company. Because some of you are thinking, well, you know, this sounds really good, and I really hadn't thought of it that way, but I don't really know how to create that awareness and that meaning with my staff. Some of you have been very good about creating awareness within your community. You've done a really good job with PR. You jump out on Facebook. You talk about Cleaning for a Reason, how your company is giving back. And that's all great. That's creating amazing free cause marketing and free PR for your company. But you haven't figured out how to use the power of the pink, the power of Cleaning for a Reason, to attract better employees, to attract more employees, and to keep your employees happier longer. So here are some things that I've done in my own company over the years, and I would love to hear from some of you when we wrap this up as to how you maybe have used Cleaning for a Reason to create a higher level of employee engagement and inspiration with your staff. Obviously, all of this talk about long-term happy employees starts with hiring the right person in the first place. I mean, you can't fix something that's horribly broken. So the first step is hiring the right people, not hiring out of desperation. It's something I teach in my Cleaning Business Fundamentals course, is hire slow, fire fast. So you're never going to fix the wrong person, okay? If they're dishonest, they don't have integrity, they're lazy, they're unreliable, you're not going to fix those people. And the any amount of inspiration and meaning you can provide isn't going to fix a toxic person. So it does start by making sure you don't hire in desperation, that you stop reacting to your business, and you're only looking for employees when you're desperate and horribly shorthanded, and that's when you settle for anybody that can fog a mirror, you're hired. So it does start with hiring the right way in the first place. Now, C4 Operations, one of our sponsors, is a great place to start with the screening process. Don't take risks. Do not hire employees to go and clean homes that you have not screened. You want to definitely screen their background. And then, of course, check their references. Don't just trust people when they say, yeah, I worked at my last job for 3 years. Verify. Trust, but verify. Or better yet, don't trust. Just verify. So make sure you start with the right employee. But let's say you do have the right employee, or you're looking for better employees because you haven't done that great of a job of attracting the right ones. I want you to think of how Cleaning for a Reason can help you stand out as an employer, not just as a business to the prospects and the customers, but as an employer. One of the cool things that happened to my company this past year, pardon me while I get some water, is we got first nominated and then voted best place to work in, I think it was Denton County, in 2018. I don't know if you can see this newspaper article. Best place to work in 2018. Now, that is very powerful when you do a lot of advertising to hire employees. And then we were given an opportunity to pay for an ad and contribute tips for getting a better paying job. So we were able to create that. Now, how on earth could a cleaning company get voted number one best place to work for? How is that possible? It's only possible with happy employees or people who have heard about us that voted that we're one of the best places to work. And one of the reasons they voted that is we have a lot of employees that have come to our business because nowadays employees do their research. It's not like the old days where they just answer an ad in the newspaper and they call you up and you interview them and they get the job. Nowadays, they will look your business up when they find out either through Indeed or Care.com or on Facebook that you're hiring. They'll go look at your website and they want to see a little, they want to learn a little bit about your company. And they're going to make a quick decision just by looking at your website if they want to work for you. And so one of the things we've been hearing over the last few years, and I'm not involved anymore in the day-to-day operation, so I don't actually do any of the hiring or the interviewing, but when I do meet some of the newer employees at like our quarterly staff meetings, many of them have come up to me and told me, you know why I chose your company to work for after I interviewed at several cleaning companies? I love what you do with cleaning for a reason. That really meant a lot to me. And then they'll share a personal story. They'll share a story like, I lost my mom to cancer. Or when I was younger, my sister had cancer. She's a survivor, but it really meant a lot to me that you help women with cancer. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that from a brand new employee that met me for the first time at a staff meeting. Now, how many others just never told me that? They haven't talked to me. They haven't met me. So I know that employees do research online and they want to find a company that they think will be nice to work for. It's not just about how much money can I make and how quickly can I be full-time. It's also about, well, I like working here. I've never cleaned houses before. Well, I like these people. Will they be nice? And when they go to your website and they see that the owner cares and gives back, and this is a part of their business, not just a flippant, oh, we donate a free cleaning once in a while, whenever somebody at the Chamber of Commerce asks, well, that's not really giving. It's not really a true giving program. That's just a reaction to other people asking you for something. But when they see you are a regular participant in cleaning for a reason, and that you regularly go out and help women in your community with cancer, it is going to make your job stand out from all the others that they're comparing who to work for. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing that's going to get someone to work for you or stay long-term. Obviously, your operations need to be under control. Obviously, you need to have other things in place or they'll come on fully inspired, very excited and leave because it's not a great job. But that's a different story. So make sure your website helps prospective employees see, now, this is a company I'd like to work for because I really like what they do. It really creates meaning for me. And you can even incorporate the message and the story of how your business partners with Cleaning for a Reason. You can incorporate that message in the job interview. Make no mistake, when you are doing a job interview, you're a salesperson. This is no different than when you're on an estimate. You've got your best foot forward and you're trying to win the sale of a brand new weekly client. When you're interviewing a qualified job candidate that you're hoping she'll accept your job offer, that's a sales opportunity. That is a sales pitch. It's the sales pitch of your life. Because if you cannot, in that 30-minute or 45-minute job interview, convey to that prospect that we're the company they should work for. And maybe some other job offer they're considering, maybe they offer 401k and you don't. Maybe they offer health insurance and you don't. Or maybe they pay a little better and you pay a little less. Whatever, whoever you're competing with in the job market, your interview is a sales pitch. That's what it is. Now, of course, it's also a screening process because we're not going to sales pitch to a dud. We've all interviewed duds. We've all interviewed the job candidate that we're like, how quickly can I get them out of my office? I get that. It's not a sales pitch at that point. But when you know you're talking to a prospect that you want to offer the job to and you hope he or she accepts the offer, I recommend that you incorporate not a long, boring narrative or a self-serving, long, boring narrative, but I recommend you incorporate as part of your sales pitch to the job candidate a little pitch about Cleaning for Reason and why you're a part of the organization. You might even consider, I wish I had one on my desk. Oh, I do. You might even consider giving a little freebie to the job candidate right there in the interview. Maybe you have some pink pins. Maybe you have these pink wristbands. You can buy these from Cleaning for a Reason. But you could even consider giving it as a gift and saying, just think of us whenever you meet someone who's battling cancer. We would love to help them. And I'm going to check out all your credentials and your background, and I'll be making an offer to you to start as soon as we check everything out. Can you imagine? There's probably no other job, an hourly job, that's going to give them a little gift in the interview to remember them by. This is the candidate that you want, not the candidate you don't want. So imagine just giving them, after you told them a little bit about, you know, well, let me tell you a little bit about our company, and this is how long we've been in business, and this is what we're looking for. And by the way, we do Cleaning for a Reason, and you can tell your own story. Maybe you joined Cleaning for a Reason because of your own battle with cancer in the past, or somebody you loved dearly that lost their battle to cancer. My mother was a more than 10-year survivor of ovarian cancer. And my father lost his life to kidney cancer. So it's very personal for me. So you may have your own personal story, and you can share that in the job interview. And you can say, you know, we take helping women with cancer very seriously in our community. Now, make it very clear in the interview, we do not let our employees volunteer. So you'll always be paid for the cleanings that you will participate in. And of course, it's optional. If it's too emotional for you and you don't want to clean for our cancer patients, never required. But most of our employees love helping our cancer patients, and every employee is paid. So you don't want to make this little pitch and forget to tell them that they will not be expected to donate, because that would scare the job candidate away. They would think, well, I can't afford to work for these people. They're going to ask me to donate my time, and I got babies to feed and rent to pay. So make sure you're crystal clear if you do share your story. But consider giving them something, or it could be as simple as the Cleaning for Reason brochure. You just hand that to them and say, and by the way, you know, I'll be doing your background check, whether you get hired or not, or you accept the job or not. Here's our brochure. Share this with people. So this is a great marketing if you're talking to the right kind of person. And I promise you, it's going to leave them feeling really good about your company. And if you're in the running for another job and the other job is very similar, maybe it's almost equal, the pay is equal, the hours are close or equal, there's a good chance they're going to feel incredibly respected and incredibly good about your company just because of that little pitch. And I'm talking, you spend 2 or 3 minutes on it. You don't take as long as I have to explain it. And you leave them with a brochure or the wristband or something that makes your company memorable. Because remember, when you're looking for amazing employees, this is marketing to the best employee. And too many of us don't see it that way. You're marketing when you're looking for great employees. The other thing you can do to engage your existing employees. So, you know, you may already have staff. It's like, how do we engage them? How do we make them feel more meaning in their work? Well, there's a few things that we've done over the years, and I'm sure some of you have done some of these things. I'd like to hear from you guys at the end, or if you're on Facebook and you want to type something in and tell us what you've done, please share that with everybody. But here's just a few things. I remember, this has been a long time ago. It was in the early days of starting Cleaning for a Reason. But Senator Jane Nelson, during National Cleaning for a Reason Week, invited our company to come to the state capitol in Austin, Texas. So it was about a 5-hour drive, and be recognized and receive a beautiful framed proclamation, a beautiful certificate proclamation about Cleaning for a Reason Week and our company. And so we made it kind of a field trip, and we invited employees to take the day off and drive down to Austin at their own expense, but it was an invitation, and meet the senator and tour the state capitol. And we got our pictures with her, and they had professional photographers, and we received this beautiful proclamation. We included our employees. Now, this can be done right there at the local level in your own local government. Do you know how important your employees will feel if you invited them to receive a proclamation right there at your city council or at the mayor's office in your town? It's very easy. You have not because you ask not. All you have to do is ask for a proclamation around cleaning for a reason. And I guarantee you they will help you. And you'll get one if you ask. Lucy@cleaningforreason.org, that's her email, lucy@cleaningforreason.org, can send you a link to information on how to ask for a proclamation with your local government agencies. And many of them will recognize you there at their city council meeting or at the mayor's office. They'll have a professional photographer there to take pictures. And oftentimes it will make it into the front page of the local newspapers. So inviting your staff to be a part of that is incredible. You know, try to do it in an evening. Many times they'll give you the option to do it at an evening meeting or during the day, and allow your staff to know ahead of time so they can do their hair and their makeup and put on a fresh company logo shirt. That's what you want, company logo shirt, to be in the picture. Well, what a great honor for them to get to be a part of that. Also, talk with your staff beforehand if you're going to get some PR, if you're going to talk to the local newspaper or the local TV station and invite the media to come and do an interview with you as an owner and the cancer patient you're serving. Many of your employees would be thrilled to see their face on the 5 o'clock news. Now, some won't, but I have several employees. They're like, oh yeah, I'll do the cancer patient's home when the media is coming. I mean, I have other employees that are like, no way, I don't want to be on TV. So, you know, include them in those media opportunities and let them know ahead of time so they can do their hair and makeup. Something else we've done that I think has been incredibly fun, and our employees love this, and I'm going to give you some ideas and things that aren't quite so big and over the top, but this is one thing that we did almost 2 years ago. We're going to do it again this September, but we created a volunteer day with a local hospital, and we invited, you know, they're high-level employees. And so the hospital president was coming, but something happened the last minute. He didn't make it. But some hospital administrators and some, you know, admin staff and different technicians at the hospital came. We had about 20 volunteers, and we created a Cleaning for Reason volunteer day with the hospital. And what we did was we lined up 10 cancer patients all to be cleaned on that Friday for free. And it was a lot of work. We had to, you know, put the word out on Facebook and in different Facebook groups and tell people we're doing a very special push to serve more women in our community. And we have this volunteer day, and all the people at Presbyterian Hospital are going to come out. About 20 volunteers from Presbyterian Hospital are going to come out, and we're going to go out and clean for 10 cancer patients on that Friday. And lots of patients signed up, and we did all the back end work that we do over the phone, like we would with any cancer patient. You know, where's your home? What's your address? How big is it? How many bathrooms? How many? We did all the stuff on the back end, like we normally did. And we told them, you know, we'll probably be there a couple of hours. And we did a volunteer day. And what we did was we broke the 20 volunteers up into groups of five groups. So we had five groups. So that meant we allowed five of our employees to be the team leader of the group. So we picked five employees. I asked them if they'd like to do it, and they were the team leader of the five groups. And so it was a big crowd because each group had four hospital staff plus the team leader. So this is a team of five going into these houses. It was no problem getting every house cleaned in anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours. And we were only paying our five employees. We had 20 volunteers, and it was so fun. And you know me, I'm a speaker, so I kind of inspired them with a kickoff meeting first thing in the morning at 8 a.m. And I ordered breakfast. I found a local company, a local bakery / deli that we had paid for many events over the years with them. We were good customers of theirs. And I asked them if they would donate the breakfast. And they absolutely did. They said, no problem. And we got a t-shirt company to donate the t-shirts. So what was cool is we had all of the hospital employees wearing a t-shirt with our logo on the front, and on the back we had it we wrote in big black letters, volunteer, and they got to keep their t-shirt. I didn't have to pay for it. So we got the breakfast donated. We had some flowers donated by a local florist that we work with. And it was beautiful pink flowers for the table. Anyway, you know, it's a lot of work, of course, but it was a wonderful PR opportunity. We took pictures and video of the event, and the video is just priceless. My employees loved it. They were the team leaders of this, you know, high-level employees at the hospital, and they were telling them what to do in each house. It was great. And, you know, we had to go out and, you know, create like 20 buckets. So every person had a bucket. So we had to create 20 buckets, but we took them when they were done. So it's not like it was all wasted, but we created 20 buckets with 20 stacks of towels. And not every bucket, of course, had everything. So each team brought a mop and each team brought a vacuum. But anyway, it was a fantastic event. My employees loved it. It was incredible footage for video, pictures for Facebook, and I guarantee you those hospital employees, if they ever were looking for a cleaning service, they would hire mine or they would tell others about my company because it left everybody with an incredible, warm, fuzzy feeling. And it would, and here's what we did. We came back at the end. So we ended at noon. We came back. We had drinks and Cokes and waters and things for them when they came back. And we all stood around the parking lot. It was a really beautiful day. And we asked each person from the hospital to share their experience. And the tears flowed and the sweet stories came out. We got it all on video. Our employees got to participate. These volunteers just talked about how meaningful it was and told the story of the woman who they had just cleaned for and her battle with cancer. And they were so moved. It was just priceless. It was priceless. These are the kinds of things you can create for your employees. I haven't done it yet. I plan to do it this year. But I had three employees at one point tell me during a quarterly staff meeting that they too had had a battle with cancer and how meaningful Cleaning for Reason was that we're doing this. And I asked each one of them, would you talk on camera about your battle with cancer and why it's so important to you to work for a company that gives back in this way? And all three of them said, yeah, I would love to. Now, I haven't done it. I haven't followed through. But what an incredible employee engagement video for advertising on Facebook for my next wonderful batch of employees that I will be hiring. So we will make that video this next year. Here's something kind of simple that you can do. And I'm going to wrap it up with two more tips and then we're going to open up for Q&A. But something very simple is during the month of October, you can just have a meeting, a staff meeting, maybe it's the 1st of October or the end of September, and talk about Cleaning for a Reason. What you don't want to do is talk about Cleaning for a Reason one time when you joined and you never really talk about it again with your staff. It should be a part of your culture. And one thing RJ Patel, I'm going to veer off here, RJ Patel, one of our really loyal partners down in Kennesaw, Georgia, does is he has a big, gigantic board in his office where he does hash marks for every time he cleans for a cancer patient. So his employees, every time they come into the office, they can literally see, wow, look at all the patients we've served. Or a new employee can say, what is that? So it's just incredible that there are different ways you, it's easy. I mean, how easy is that? There are different ways you can inspire staff and keep their awareness front of mind about the charity that you're partnering with. And so once a year during the month of October, we hold a staff meeting and we just talk about Cleaning for a Reason. We share the statistics, how many women have been served. Right now it's over 28,000 women have been served. Over $8 million in free cleanings have been donated to women with cancer. Over 1,200 cleaning companies throughout the United States are giving back. So we share the statistics with our employees. We give every one of them a new wristband, a pink wristband. We usually give them a pink pen. We give them one of those pink Cleaning for a Reason bags. And you just go to Cleaning for a Reason and you get these products. And we'll give each one of them a Cleaning for a Reason bag and they can carry all their towels in the pink Cleaning for a Reason bag. Now, this is an additional expense. You may or may not be able to do this, but at my company, we do it. We buy all pink speed cleaning aprons, and we hand those out the 1st of October. So all of our employees don't wear our normal speed cleaning apron where we have our logo on it and our own colors. They don't wear that in the month of October. They wear the pink ones that we buy from speed cleaning. And then it opens up conversations for their customers. So their customer's like, oh, I noticed you have a pink apron today. What's that about? If the customer hasn't heard of cleaning for a reason. I mean, they probably have to be living in a cave in our company not to have heard about it, but you never know. And so it opens up conversations for them to talk about cleaning for a reason, or to at least to share the most current data. Oh yeah, it's cleaning for a reason month at our office, and here's my wristband. So we give them a pen. We give them a pink bag. We put them in a pink apron. And this year, for the first time, we've actually ordered brand new bright hot pink shirts. Because normally my company logo shirts are about this color. It's this like aqua blue color. And so we're letting them wear these bright pink shirts during the month of October. Now, because they only wear them for 1 month, we take them all back at the end of the month because that's expensive just to give those out and only use them once. So at the end of the month, we have them turn in the pink aprons and turn in the pink shirts. We wash them, and then any of them that have gotten trashed during the month, horrible stains or whatever, we'll throw them away. But we just recycle and we save them for the next year. So make a big deal about it in your company. You know, if you do regular staff meetings, maybe you have staff meetings once a week or once a month. You could make a part of your staff meeting a testimonial about cleaning for a reason. And you could share with them the latest cancer patient that you guys are serving and what her story is if she shared it with you. Maybe she's a young mother with 3 children and this is her second diagnosis with breast cancer. Or maybe it's a senior citizen who doesn't have any family in the area to help, and she has colon cancer, and you guys have been, you know, you can share with them in your monthly meetings a little bit about some of the stories. You could ask, obviously never put them on the spot, but you could ask them in advance of the meeting. You could ask a couple of employees if they would like to share an experience they had this month with a patient that they've served. Now they get to get up and talk, and a lot of people feel really inspired by doing that. You know, they'll share, you know, I served this woman with cancer and she told me this story about how her husband left her when she got her diagnosis and how she was alone. And I was so happy to clean for her. And she made me this pink little bracelet. She wanted to give it to me as a gift. And it just meant so much to me that I could be there to help her. And we both hugged and we both cried when I left. And this is the most meaningful thing I've ever done. Can you imagine your own employee sharing that with the group? Now, I didn't just make up those details. Those are details that have been shared with me by other cleaning companies of the experiences their employees have had. So imagine if you ask them if they'd like to share their experience at one of your staff meetings. In other words, make sure that this cause is front of mind for your staff. Number one, it gives them a positive reason to talk about you. Number two, it helps them feel like, man, I'm doing something that's bigger than a paycheck. Number three, it helps them see the softer side of their employer because, you know, everybody likes to hate the boss, right? Everybody likes to hate the boss. It shows them that there's more to this company than just making money and signing up new customers and disciplining bad employees, right? There's more to us as businesses than just the bottom line and the daily grind. There's more to us than that. And that is this give back side, this charitable side. It is the most rewarding thing we do. And this is what I hear from most people. And this is truly how I feel about my own business. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. How about you share how rewarding it can be with your employees? Let them feel like they are an important piece of this. Get up and publicly thank them for being loyal, hardworking, trustworthy employees, so that you can, with confidence, send them into a home where this woman has a compromised immune system. She may be on medications and doesn't even know what's going on. And you're so grateful that you have amazing staff that you can trust and that does such a beautiful job day in and day out and that is helping women in your community. So there are so many things you can do. I'm going to share one more thing and then we'll open it up for Q&A. I shared with this at the last teleseminar. If you missed it, I hope you can go back and catch the the replay because it was very powerful concepts on cause marketing. And one of the things I did last October is I got a newspaper to donate a full page ad for our company where our logo was clearly displayed. And we talked about cleaning for a reason and the patients we've served. Well, this year in October, I'm going to go back to that company. I'm going to ask them for a full page ad. But this time we're going to invite employees. We're going to pick 10 of them who will do this. We'll do their hair and their makeup and take their photo. And we're going to ask them to share a little bit about how working for a company that helps women with cancer, how is that meaningful to them, or how does that affect them? Or if we have an employee that specifically told us, I came to work for your company because of cleaning for a reason, we're going to ask them to share just a paragraph, a few sentences about why that is so important to them. So the next one we do in October, which we believe will be donated, will be really highlighting our employees and their big heart and how much they love serving the cancer patients in our community. Now that will be twofold impact. Number one, the consumer, the next customer prospects will see that and will look at our company as, wow, what amazing employees they have working for them. I could have people like that in my home. So it'll be good for prospects. It'll be incredibly inspiring for our own customers because they will feel, wow, what a great company I'm using. I will ask the newspaper for lots of copies. I'll ask them if I can pay for 500 or 600 reprints so we can make sure we leave them for every single customer. But better yet, maybe not better yet, but equally good, how many prospective employees will be inspired by seeing that during the month of October and saying, I want to work for that company. I think I'm going to quit working for this crummy place I work for now. They don't appreciate me. I don't like the hours. They never give me a raise and I hate what I do. And I think I'll go apply there. Can you imagine? So there's so many opportunities for using the power of cleaning for a reason to show employee prospects the kind of company you really are. And it's the kind of company they should work for and they should continue to work for long term. Now, all things considered, that the rest of your company isn't broken and that it isn't a miserable place to work for. Cleaning for a reason can absolutely help you with your inspiration and your employee engagement, your employee attraction and your employee retention. So I hope that's helpful. And I hope you will think of ways that you can implement on an emotional level to connect with your employees and your future amazing employee prospects. So I'm going to open it up for Q&A right now and see who is on Facebook. Now, if you have a question on Facebook, you might need to repost it because I won't be able to go through and read everything that's been posted, but please post it. Let's see here. Tracy, you're on Zoom. I hope you found that it was your computer was on mute or something because she said she couldn't hear me. But everybody else said the audio was fine. If anybody wants to type in the chat or if you want to raise your hand, if you're on the Zoom software, you can raise your hand. And let's see how I do that. Okay, Debbie McAdams has her hand raised, so I can answer her real quick. She's one of our Cleaning for Reason recruiter. So let me see how I do that here. Okay, new technology. Debbie, you are on. Do you have a question still? You're muted, so let me unmute you. Oh, you there? You have a question? Maybe not. Okay. Okay. Jaira Macias, I apologize if I say your name wrong, but I believe you have a question. You are up and I am unmuting you. Would you like to ask your question? Jaira Macias, sorry if I'm saying that wrong.
It's okay. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, hi. It was really nice meeting you. I really want to say thank you so much to let me into the group. I learned so much about how to get great candidates and keep them constantly happy, because that's my main concern. How can I keep them happy? And I think that I kind of answered my question by being more proactive and be more involved in what it comes down to the society and the community. So yes, I think that would be one of the things that I really have to focus this year. So I'm really like giving something out, even though you know that's a good candidate, you want to keep them, giving something out to remember you by.
That's exactly. So think, and thank you very much for those comments. And you know, think of it this way. Just because you join a gym doesn't mean you're going to lose weight, right? We've all joined gyms and not shown up. Or maybe nobody else has done it, but I have. You know, just because you join a gym doesn't mean you'll lose weight. And just because you join cleaning for a reason doesn't mean you'll have a cancer patient to serve or that you'll inspire anybody in your community. Because if you ignore cleaning for a reason, you just pay those monthly pledges. I mean, hey, we're grateful. We're thankful. We need your pledge. It's better than nothing. But in order to create benefit, you have to take that gym membership or the membership of Cleaning for Reason, and you have to apply it locally. We can't do that for you. We can't inspire the next 20 job candidates in your community like you can with your story and the next 25 customers. We can't do that for you. So think about Cleaning for Reason like a gym membership or a fitness club membership. It's what you do with it after you join is what will have the greatest impact in your business and your life. So thank you. Thanks for asking that question. And let's see if anybody else has their hand raised. Let me try Debbie McAdams one more time. Debbie, did you have a question or a comment? Okay. Maybe not. Maybe she had to jump off. I know she has a long drive. And let's look in the chat real quick and see what I can see. All right. So Debbie. Okay. So Debbie McAdams posted in the chat. Maybe she had to run. Let me mute that. There we go. Debbie McAdams posted in the chat, I would like to offer a free gift of one of our beautiful pink ribbon hats. So I wish I had one in here. My husband's got one in our bedroom. Maybe he can go find a sparkly hat. I would love to, my husband will go find the sparkling hat, but she is going to offer one of our pink ribbon hats to anyone partnering through Cleaning for a Reason Week. So National Cleaning for a Reason Week is April 18th through the 27th. If you've been thinking about partnering, it's worth it for the hat, girls. Trust me. If you like bling, and I do, you will love this pink sparkly hat, and I'll show it to you in just a minute. So just contact Cleaning for a Reason and sign up. We need your help. Also, I also have something that says, hi, is there a spot to purchase Cleaning for a Reason merchandise, like the pen? Yes, there is. And I believe if you look around at the cleaningforreason.org website, you'll probably find a place to buy there. But if not, I do know that as a Clean for Reason partner, you should have a link to our resource area, which is not public. And that is where you can order these items online. And if all else fails, you can't figure it out, you can't find it, just send an email to info@cleaningforreason.org. All right. I'm here, but you just can't hear me. So I don't know why I couldn't hear you, Deb. I don't know. Anyway, let's see if I have any questions on Facebook. I think I've answered everybody on the Zoom software. Tracy Holloway, I do hope you were able to hear. She said she could not hear me, but oftentimes people don't realize that their computer speakers are turned down or muted. All right, let's just go jump over here on Facebook and see if there's anything. Do you barter for your hair and your nails? That's funny. That has nothing to do. Oh, I think it's on top of the safe. No? Okay. Well, I must be imagining. Oh, maybe it's inside there. I have a sparkly hat somewhere I want to show you, but I can't remember. Maybe it's in the laundry room. Anyway, the beauty of live broadcasting. Don't worry about it. Let's see here. I guess I'm not the only one who noticed how amazing you look. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Something is different, but can't figure it out. It's the red lips. Thank you. Let's see here. Some people say that cleaning for a reason clients shout at certain cleaning employees, and some cleaning companies do not want to pay the $20. I hope these statements are not true. Oh, there's lots of cleaning companies that won't pay the $20 a month. It is true. There's lots of them. I mean, every decision you make in business, you have to weigh the benefits. You know, if you don't think there's $20 a month worth of benefit in cleaning for a reason, personally, for your heart and for your business, then, you know, it doesn't mean they're evil. But yeah, there's lots of people that say, I will not join this program because of the $20 a month. And that's okay. I mean, you know, I think that's a very limited way of thinking. I personally have received thousands of dollars in free advertising and PR as a result of my participation with Cleaning for a Reason. So I'd pay triple every month if it cost me triple. It doesn't. I would probably pay $500 a month because of the amount of benefit that I get as a business, not because I'm the founder, but because as a business owner, I know how to leverage the power of this cause. I'd pay $500 a month for it. It is the best PR marketing I've ever had in my business, and I never knew it would be so good. I had no idea until I launched it and began to realize, wow, you can get free advertising, you can really stand out in your community, people will choose your service. I mean, so you have to measure the return on investment. It's kind of like a lot of those people that won't pay $20 a month to be a part of Cleaning for a Reason. And again, you're giving it to a nonprofit. You're not giving it to somebody who's just lining their pockets. I'm a volunteer at Cleaning for a Reason. I've never taken a paycheck in the 12 years we've existed. I work for free. At Cleaning for a Reason, I take zero paycheck. You have to ask yourself, why would I resent giving $240 a year to a nonprofit that's helping other people? There's a lot of people that give money to the Wounded Warriors, which is a wonderful organization, Veterans Causes, Komen. Why wouldn't you want to give $240 a year to an amazing cause that has amazing volunteers all over the country and right here in Louisville? I had many, many business owners volunteer because we didn't have the budget for everything we wanted and needed to do. So my first question is, why wouldn't you? Even if you didn't get the benefits of cleaning for a reason, why wouldn't you? The other thing is the return on investment. If I would be willing to spend $300 a month on advertising to bring me one customer a month, why wouldn't I spend $20 a month on Cleaning for a Reason to be able to leverage the power of cause marketing and the exposure that Cleaning for a Reason can create, the positive exposure? Why wouldn't I? So I don't really understand the mentality, but there's lots of people that won't do Cleaning for a Reason. Now, when somebody says, oh, a cancer patient shouted at my employee, well, that's just somebody looking for an excuse to not want to be a part of the program. I mean, of course there are crazy people out there. Of course there's mean people out there. Cancer doesn't skip the mean people. I mean, of course they're out there. But my employees have been yelled at by mean customers that were paying. We fire those customers. I mean, if you're mean to my employees, you're gone. I don't care who you are. Now, I would probably give a little bit of grace and a little bit of deference to a cancer patient, especially if my employee said, I believe she was on medication and her mind was affected and I didn't take it personally. So I would certainly consider giving a little bit of grace and deference. But if we just had a mean, hateful woman with cancer abusing our employees, we would do like we would do with a pain customer. We would say, you know what, sweetie, we're not a good fit for you. Good luck with your next service. So I think somebody just saying, well, a cancer patient yelled at my employees, using that as a reason to not give back and help women who genuinely will give them hugs and tears of praise and thanks is just an excuse. And you don't need an, here's the thing. You do not need an excuse if you don't want to do cleaning for a reason. There are so many amazing cleaning companies out there that don't do it. They don't want it. That's okay. that's okay. It's just an opportunity. That's all it is. If you don't take advantage of it, you'll take advantage of some other way to give back. Most people will. So it doesn't mean you're evil, but I think that's just an excuse. I think that's Prasada that asked those questions. So I hope that helps. Oh, she said she loves my Barternomics books. Thank you. And I cannot believe you did not have the money, so you bartered. You know what? I bartered for launching a lot of the things for Cleaning for Reason 12 years ago because I really couldn't keep funding launching a nonprofit. So I bartered for the shirts that we had made, some of the logo wear. And I had to clean their house to get those things done. But I've done a lot of bartering in my day. Alrighty, let's see if there are any questions here. Susan and Heather and Heidi, Haiti. And let's see here. Tanya Harvey would love to do this in the UK. Well, let me tell you something. I would love to do this in the UK. And now that we've merged with ISSA, the Worldwide Cleaning Association, the possibility of taking this more internationally than just Canada is much greater than it ever was on our own because we were small and just there was no way. But with ISSA's help, I think you're going to see bigger and better things coming out of Cleaning for a Reason. Our future is incredibly exciting. Carrie says, red is a power color. That's right, Carrie. So anyway, let's see if I missed any questions. What about patients shouting? I live supporting Cleaning for a Reason. Oh, I love supporting Cleaning for a Reason. Love helping those ladies. Thank you. And can't wait to see you tomorrow. Stacy, yes, I will see you at the field trip tomorrow. All right, guys. If there are no new questions posted, I have to wrap things up because I have a commitment for dinner. And I hope this has inspired you to think of your own creative ways to leverage the emotional side and the mission side of Cleaning for a Reason in your employee engagement, employee inspiration, employee recruitment. You'll find better employees. You'll find greater levels of personal satisfaction with your existing employees. If you just integrate this heartfelt mission within your own company. And don't just make an announcement once and then forget it. Talk about it regularly, whether it's once a month, once a quarter, but for sure every single year. Make a big deal about it with your employees so that they can feel the warmth and the emotion that you get to feel as you're serving these women with cancer. So I hope that helps. If you are not a part of Cleaning for a Reason, please consider joining. I beg of you, it's the best thing you'll ever do for your business from a business standpoint. It is the best thing you'll ever do in business for your heart. The greatest personal reward you will ever have is giving away a little bit of what you do for a living. Thanks, everybody, for joining me live. And I hope you will join us next month. We'll do this again once a month, Cleaning for a Reason live teleseminar series. And thank you, Cleaning for a Reason staff, for making this all possible. Take care. Please leave your comments. And if you're not a partner, but you plan to join after this because you want that pink sparkly hat, then post a comment. Let everybody know that you're joining. Thanks. Take care and have a great night.